Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. I am Evangelist Connie Hayes, coming to you on July the 16th, 2016. It's about 5:30, and I am coming forward to let you know that I will be coming out here a couple of Saturdays that are beginning at high noon, as God directs me, and I will be sharing some testimonies with you that people have given me, and it's going to be more than a conqueror, our story. We're going to share our testimonies with you, and hopefully something that we would say that will help someone along their journey, because you're not alone. You're not in this alone. God has not forgotten about you, and God has put it in my spirit to do it, and I'm going to do it, even if I have to just come out here by myself and tell my story and give you what God has given me to give you, and show you how far God has brought me, and to show you that God has never left me nor forsake me, and to let you know you would never stand alone, because that is one of the promises that he's given to us. So as this song, which is my testimony today, asking God to just fill me up more as I open up, that he would fill me up more with him, that I will be able to do and be attentive to the assignment that he has given me in this season. And when the song completes, I will come back on, and then I will begin with my first story of what God has put in my heart to share with you today. And I pray that something that I say will help you along your way. But the most important thing, I want you to know that God promised us in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. That is why it is so important that we pray now, pray while we can, because there may come a day that when you can't pray, but you will have so much prayers up there that you can just wave your hand and still have that connection with Father. So when this work is completed, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna share with you. And I would like to thank you so much for taking the time out your busy schedule today to stop by Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. We're a place that we love and we fellowship, and we're here to share. We're here to share so no man stands alone, because God is that kind of God. He's the Father of all of us. And I want you to also keep in mind that when Jesus went to the cross, if he had to go just for me, or if he had to go just for you, he would have went. He paid it all just for us. So just know that you're being loved. Just know that you're not alone. Just know it's always someone praying with you. It's always someone that's your friend. Because he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Okay, I'll be back shortly. Thank you.
Thank you.
It says, fill me up. I want more of you and less of me. That is my testimony today. I want more of God. I want to do it the way God has ordained me to do it. I want the assignment that God has given me. I want to complete the assignment in the way in which he has assigned me to do it. I want more of him. I want him to fill me up. And then as he filled me up, I want him to heal me. And as he healed me, I want to be able to share my story. I want to share it so someone else is walking the journey that I'm walking, that you don't have to walk it alone. And this is why I am doing this series, More Than a Conqueror, Our Stories. There are going to be several people that will share their testimony with me. Some have said they will do it, and they said that they can at this time, but that's okay. Whoever comes is whoever God has ordained to come forward to share, and those that share their stories at this time will be because someone is standing and waiting to hear their story. So as I begin today, on July the 16th, 2017, about 5:30, then I'm going to come out of Jeremiah 17 and 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thy art my praise. God is my praise, because he's all that I have. Yes, I have family, friends, acquaintance, yes. But when it all boils down to it, to heal me, God is. It says, the Lord that healeth, which we know as we know him as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. And as we begin to talk about healing, you know, this is just a little part. I'm going to tell you just a little part of what's been going on with me for like maybe the last 2 months or so. I've never been a sickly person, but all of a sudden sickness has hit me from every hand. Every time I look up, it's this. If it's not my neck, if it's not my back, it's my body. It's always something. I can sleep. I can't sleep. I mean, it's always something. I eat stuff, it's just always something, no matter what. And I, like I said, I've never been a sickly person. But in the midst of being sick, I was beginning to cry out, Lord, heal me. Lord, help me. Lord, don't forget about me. And I felt like he had, because when I would call on him before, he would just answer me. I didn't hear an answer. So I turned on the TV, and I heard these ministers and people giving testimonies. It was like, it is not that God doesn't hear you, and I know that, because I serve a true and living God. He said, but what you have to do is, as you walk through this storm and this journey, he said, you have to praise him so he may be glorified through what you go through. That your sickness may help somebody else. So then I began to look at it a different way. I began to say, the Lord, you are my shepherd. That was all I could get out. Because when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is I thank God and I get on my knees. It was getting so that I couldn't even get on my knees. I couldn't get up for a prayer. And I've always got up for a prayer. But I know God is doing a new thing. And being on my knees is what I like to do. But I don't always have to be on my knees to get my prayer across. So when I came out my room, I came out and I went in and stood on my back. And I looked unto the hills, from which cometh all my health and my strength. And I began to thank him. And I began to thank him for just allowing me to stand and to thank him, because I could have not got up at all. And then as I'm going through this here, and I know people, they promise, if you need me, call me, I'll be there, whatever. But that's not always true. You're never going to be alone and stuff. No, I'm not, because I have Christ. But as I had got so, I was so sick in my body, till I began to start getting my clothes on fast, because I've always said that if I get sick, I'm not going to stay in this house and go down by myself. I'm going to get out with somebody and know that I'm sick. So I started beginning to get my clothes on. And the more I got my clothes on, the sicker it seemed like I was getting. But I finally got them on. And when I got my clothes on, I got out of here. And when I got out here, I had to make an errand. I'm driving, but I'm not feeling good at all. But I'm still driving, because through it all, I know Christ had me. I know God will never leave me nor forsake me. So I made it to the first stop. And I started to turn back and come home. But someone said, no, don't go back home. Keep on going. So then I ran up on McDonald's. And I stopped and I got me a cup of coffee, something I never do. I never get the coffee and just sit. I got the cup of coffee, fixed it up, and I just sat in my car, just sat there. And I began to sip the coffee, and I began to sit there, and I got there. So then I started thinking, well, let me try to get to my mom. So then when I called my mom, of course she didn't answer. My mom was 82 years old. She didn't answer. So then I called my sister. I didn't tell her I was sick, my sister Marie. I didn't tell her that I was sick. I was asking, what are you doing? She was like, well, I'm getting ready to do this, and I'm making this to go there. So I know that she's not going to be home, so I can't go there. So something said, go back home. And then I heard a still, soft voice say, go to your mom. So as I began to travel toward my mom's house, I called my mom's house back again, and she answered. And I got to talking to her. I was telling her that I wasn't feeling good, and, you know, because my mom keeps her house so hot. And I said, well, I'm coming your way, but your house is so hot, I hope I can stay in there. No, it's not that hot today. Come on. So I finally got there. And when I got there, I'm walking back and forth. And she was like, you okay? I couldn't be still. I said, well, I'm going to have to go back to my car and just get up under the air because it's so hot in here. But do you know that God didn't will it that way? As I'm sitting there, phone rung. It was one of my sisters from Nashville called to tell me about her coming to do her testimony. So I got off that call. And then as soon as she got off the phone, my phone rung back. So I'm thinking she forgot to tell me something. I picked the phone up, and it was my sister Tasha was on the phone. And with her being on the phone, she was like, I called you back from when you called me, because yesterday was her birthday, and I called her to wish her happy birthday. I just barely got it out, but I did want the day to go by and not get to her. And I wasn't trying to feel or sound sick or anything, but because we're connected, she picked up on my spirit. So she says, you're not feeling good at all today, are you? I said, no, I'm not, but I'm going to be okay. She said, well, I'm going to keep you in my prayers. I said, well, thank you. And then she said, come to think of it, I'm going to pray right now. She went to the throne of grace. She stopped and went to the throne of grace and called on Jehovah Rapha, God the Healer. And he came to see about me. When I couldn't get a prayer through for myself, God sent me a praying person that could connect with my spirit to get a prayer through. So it ain't always us getting our prayers through. It's who God gives us. So let us be receiving to the people that God has in our lives, because we don't know who we're going to need. And she began to call on the throne of grace for healing and mercy, and asking God to cover me in the blood and let me line up with everything in my body to line up with what he has preordained and the way he has built me wonderfully. And I tell you, God came and he showed out. He came to see about me just when I needed him the most. And see, when you got used to dealing with things like this, it kind of puts you in a little turmoil. Because when people ask me, am I sick? No matter how I'm feeling, I always try to tell them I'm okay. Because I don't want to be going around here crying, holy, holy, and saying God is a healer. And every time you look up, I'm crying about it. But this was rough this time. It was rough on me this time. But it was so his glory for the kingdom can be seen, that you may see that he is the Almighty God, that he is a healer, that there is nothing too hard for him, and that if we call on him, we will get an answer. And if you can't call on him, he'll send somebody. God is awesome. It's nothing too hard for him. So I come today for my brother and my sister that's standing in pain, and you seem like you can't get a prayer through. I come to stand in the gap for you today to tell you that God is a healer, to tell you that he's right there, and that he will not leave you nor forsake you, and that your prayers are being heard, that he has not forgotten about you. He will come to see about you just when you need him the most, because that's the kind of God he is. He is God all by himself. And if you call on him, you will get an answer. And I thank you and I praise God for giving me another chance, another opportunity. And I took the time down, because if you can get some scriptures and get them in your heart, when you can't get the prayer out, you can meditate on what's in you. That's why it's so important that we put God's word way down deep inside of us. Only he knows what tomorrow is going to bring. Only he knows what the next hour is going to bring. So we need to have something way down deep inside of us. It says Psalms 39:12, hear my prayers, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and sojourn as all my fathers were. Hold on to God. Don't be a stranger to him. Connect with him, and hold on to his unchanging hand. Psalm 65:2, O thou that heareth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Everybody's going to bow to him. Every mouth has got to confess to Jesus Christ. So cry out to him, and he will hear you. Psalms 72:15, and he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayers also shall be made for his continuously, and daily shall he be praised. You hear him say all the praises belong to him. Everything we have belongs to God. Everything. Give it to him. Praise him. Praise him while you can. Give him the praise while you can. Pray while you can. Know that he is your shepherd and you shall not want. That was all that I could get out some days, but the Lord was my shepherd. And he is my shepherd. And yes, he came to see about me just when I needed him the most. He sent somebody. That's the kind of God we serve. That he's never going to leave us. He's not going to leave us. And that's why I say that we're more than conquerors. That's why I'm working with Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and is called according to his purpose. That's why I'm working with that. And that's why I'm working with, if God be for you, then who then could be against you? It told us in the word that no weapon formed against you will prosper. It didn't say that they wasn't going to form. He said they won't prosper. The healing formed, but it didn't prosper over me. Because I still stand today. Because of Jesus' blood, I stand. And so can you. James 5:15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That's it. And the Lord shall raise him up, and he shall commit sins. They shall be forgiven. We have to repent. We have to admit what we have done and repent, and then we shall be forgiven. Don't get caught up in unforgiveness, holding on to this unforgiveness, and fool around and slip up out of here and holding that junk in you in your trunk. Let it go. Whatever it is, let it go. Unforgiveness, let it go. It's not that serious. Let it go and ask God to put love there. Believe me, let it go. I held on something for like 3 years against the person. I was holding on to the person even though I was mad at them. How about that? How about that? And that's what we're doing. We're holding on to nonsense. And the people don't even know we're mad. Let it go. Free yourself. Forgiveness is for you and not for them. So you can hear when God commissions you. You can hear when God gives you an assignment. Dump your trunk so you'll be able to move when God said move. When God say, I need somebody, you can say, here am I, God, send me. You can't do that with forgiveness, unforgiveness in your heart. You got to let it go. James 5 and 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effective, fiery prayers of the righteous may avail it much. Our prayers are going to avail much. Our prayers will be heard. When we cry unto God, he hears us. It may seem like he don't, but he does. And it says here, Psalms 5 and 3, my voice shall thy hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayers unto thee, and I will look up. And that's what I did that morning. When I went out there and I stood on my balcony, didn't care who heard me. I had to talk. I had to connect to the connector. I had to talk to the divine connector, the God that's over the whole universe. I had to connect with him. And that's what we have to do. This story here is about sickness. But whatever your story is about, take it and apply it, because whatever it is, you still got to be healed. You cannot continue to walk around in unforgiveness. We got to be healed. We got to hear God. We have to know that for God so loved us, he gave us his only begotten son. We have to know that. We have to know that we have to love our brothers and sisters as we love ourselves. It may not be easy sometimes, but just do it. Just do it. Like in the word when God was dealing with that wine and his mother told him, said whatever Jesus asked him to do, y'all just do it. That's all we got to do is just do it. And know that once we do it. In Matthew 19 and 26, but Jesus held them and said to them, with me this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. We got to know that we know that we know that everything's possible with God. We have to know and we have to put our faith in God. We have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And we have to continue to bind and loose things on this earth. It says here in Matthew 16 and 19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You got God, the whole, God of the whole universe, working with us. We have to be very sure and understand what he's telling us. Hold on to his unchanging hands. And then it tells us, if you run on over here to Matthew 17 and 20, and it says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith of the grain of the mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, be moved here to yonder place, and it shall be moved, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. We got to know that. We got to get in God's word. We got to hold steadfast in his word. And we got to know that his word is true. We got to know that his word has power. We got to know that his word is not coming back void. We got to know. We got to know that there is nothing too hard for him. We got to know if we call on it, we'll get an answer. We have to know, as it says here in Matthew
21 and 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believe it and ye shall receive them. You have to believe that you're praying for the healing, that God shall heal you, that God will come to see about you just when you need it the most. You got to know that. You got to keep steadfast with that and not let go. You got to know it for yourself. And as you do that, we have to continue to walk down this road. And as we walk down this road, it tells us in Matthew 22:37-40, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God all thy heart, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. We got to love him with all that's within us, y'all. And as we love him with all that's within us, then, 38, it says, this is the first and greatest commandment. 39, and it says, the second is unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Lucia is trying to keep me from saying what I got to say, but God has already cleared my throat. I've already been healed. I'm covered in the blood, and I'm coming through. 40, on those two hangs the commandments. On those two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. That's what you got to know. And then you got to know he your shepherd, and you shall not want. You got to hold on to his unchanging hand. Don't be afraid. He got you. And as I continue to present the testimonies, as I get there, I will be pre-recording ones that can come and do them live. I'm going to have them live. So the ones that I'm going to do live will be presented on the 22nd. I'm going to do them like from the 22nd. I'm going to do one Wednesday, the 19th. I'm going to just do them. Whenever I get them, I'm going to put them out here on my page. And you can come and listen. And then at the end, I'm going to see if I can get them all together. And I'm going to open up the phone. And if you have any questions or anything that you would like to talk to them or have them to pray with you about their testimony or about the stories they share, it will be open for you to do that. And as always, if you need to talk to me, I am available for you to talk to me because I am a servant of Jesus Christ. I will walk in obedience. Yes, I will tell what I need to tell. Whatever you need to know, I'm open to tell you if it helps you make your journey. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of what God has done for me. I'm not ashamed of what God has brought me from to where he has me now. I'm not ashamed. And I will share it. If it helps one person, if my living helps one person, then my living is not in vain. I have not forgotten my assignment. And I will go forward. I will walk in obedience to Jesus Christ. For he is our Savior. Thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you. I know, Father God, to say thank you, Father God. I ask that you will please anoint this word, Father God, whenever someone hear it, Father God, that they would hear, Father God, the blessings, Father God, to let them know that you are a healer, Father God, that you will send us what we need when we need it, Father God, and that you will let me get more and more of you, Father God, that I walk in obedience unto you, not my will, but your will be done, Father God, as I lift my hands to you, Father God, as I the hills from which coming all my help and my strength, Lord, I give you all the praises. Because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving a wreck like me. Thank you, Father God, for giving me my testimony to share with my brothers and my sisters, Father God, that something would be said that will help them along their way. Thank you, Father God, for the blood and the anointing that sits on, Father God, that this message may go forward to bless thy people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As always, this is Evangelist Connie Hayes. Walking in God's Purpose, you can always email me at walkinginGod'sPurposeMinistry@gmail.com. Phone number is 708-715-4545. Call me up, leave a message, whatever you want to know. If I got the answer, I give it to you. If I don't have the answer, I'll try to get the answer for you. Call me up and talk to me and listen and pray. And if you need someone to pray with you, I'll pray with you. I'll pray. We'll pray until we get an answer. You know, because God is. He is who he is. He is the God that filleth. But forgiveness and unforgiveness, let that unforgiveness go. Don't let it keep you bound anymore. Let it go. And let God heal your mind, heal your soul. Thank you for stopping by and listening to Walking in God's Purpose. And as I come forward with the series of More Than a Conqueror, our story will go forward. As I get the testimonies, I will post them. And I pray that something is said that will help you along your way. And you can always hit me on Facebook. Go by my website, hit me on Facebook, go to my webpage. I'm always available to do and to be obedient to the will of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To God be the glory for all that I do. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, God. Thank you right now. And as I get ready to leave and tune off the show, I just want us to just be attuned to the things that God has for us. I want us to be joyful about it. I want us to get happy about the assignment that God has given you. But, you know, I want you to lift your head up and know that God is. God will take you through. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. I promise you that God is going to take care of you. And I'm going to play a song going off. The song is Fill Me Up. And when I start up with, I'm going to end it with that. To God be the glory. Thank you. God bless you. And I pray that something in that story that I share with you today will bless you as I continue to pour out more and more that God allows me to share, that he may be glorified in what I do and what I say. To God be the glory. God bless you. Hey, it's me again. And anytime you want to call in when I'm on, you can always call in on area code 215-383-3979. That's a direct dial number in. And as I see you pop up, as soon as I finish, I will come and open the line. If you have something you would like to share, if you have a testimony that you would like to share with someone that you believe it would bless someone, call me on that number. Or call me at the 708-715-4545 and let me get ready to set you up too that you may share your testimony. And if you want to accept, I tried to do an event out on Facebook. It's saying that only I can see it. I don't know if you all see it, but if you see it and you want to, just hit that you will be attending to let me know. It's open up. I'm open up that this here may help us. This may help the brothers, the sisters, because we are the servants of Jesus Christ. We are working for the kingdom of God. We cannot leave anyone behind. We have to reach out to the ones that's out here that need the help. So help me, God. Y'all help me. Help me. Help me. Help me share what God has blessed and what God has done in your life. Whatever your testimony is, share it. That it may bless your brother and your sister. And this is open up to men, women, even whoever feel like they have something they need to share that will bless them. Walking in God's purpose opens their arms to you. And thank you. God bless you.
Type 2 diabetes, listen up.
Thank you, Lord.